Five, four, three, two, one.
Say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Benny and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like a little old boy weevil. Guess I'll try with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
Hey, did that sound a little bit different to you?
It did, yeah.
That was take number six, Little Sister. But ooh, more about that in just a few moments. Mm. Welcome, everybody, to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm T.L.
And what I was saying is, it's alternate take show day.
That's right.
We like to do these shows every once in a while, and apparently you folks love them out there because we hear from a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
They say, where did that come from? I like that. I like that better than the original.
Yeah.
Or I thought that was cool. Not as good as the original, but, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's fun to hear all these alternate takes, and that's what it's all about today. Also on the show today, best forgotten Elvis songs.
Oh.
Now, if you're a regular listener to Blue Suede Connection, none of these songs have been forgotten.
Yeah, exactly.
But for the casual Elvis person out there who knows Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel, they're going to hear about songs they may have never heard before.
Mm, okay.
All right. Elvis and Guinness's Book of World Records, we're going to talk about that. And TL, you, you pretty lady right over there. Songs that Elvis should have recorded but didn't.
Interesting.
Now, this is not your personal list. This is a list that somebody came up with.
Mm-hmm.
We may or may not agree.
We shall see.
We have no problem sharing our opinions here, do we?
No, not at all.
All right, best-selling albums you're going to talk about today. You're going to hear from Kurt Russell once again. He's going to share another little Elvis story. And you're going to hear from Elvis himself, and you're going to hear from Paul and John and all kinds of people.
Oh, nice. It's a party.
Yeah, but the most important fella you're going to hear about is Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley.
Ready on the right, ready on the left, ready on the firing line.
Holy smoke, land saved alive. I never thought it could happen to me. I got stung by a sweet honeybee. Oh, what a feeling comes from the honey. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, the moon of my heart. I was stung and I'm not. I got stung. She had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honeybees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain. I stung all over, but I feel no pain. I got stung. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met. Oh, I won't let nobody spin me but you. I'll be pulling and around your heart up a day at five. And I'm never gonna leave on the side of life, but I'm not lost. I got stuck. Now don't think I'm the plane. I'm my lady, man, cause you give me one little peck on the back of my neck, and I break out in a cold, cold sleep. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your heart every day and fire. I'm never gonna leave inside of life, cause I'm not, I'm not. I got stuck. Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a muddy old creek in Texas any old time. I got those hot two, three, four, a occupation GI blues. I'm a GI head to the heels of my GI shoes. Some pepper and black pumpernickel for chow. We get hoss and pepper and black pumpernickel for chow. I'd blow my next month's pay for a slice of Texas cow. We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. Flowers, but we can't make a pass. The frog lines are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. Cause they're all bad signs that's keeping the off the grass. I got those up, two, three, four, occupation GI blues. On my GI head to the heels of my GI shoes. If I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse.
Occupation GI Blue.
Occupation GI Blue. Occupation GI Blue.
Buddy.
Yeah, you gonna change your style of singing at all?
At the present time, I have no reason to change.
You don't think rock and roll is dying, man? Huh?
Some people say it is.
It has changed some. The music itself has changed. It progressed quite a bit, I think.
It's better?
I think it's getting better all the time, you know. Because the arrangements are getting better, they're adding more instruments, and, you know, it's getting better. But in 1956, when I first started out, I was hearing the same thing, that rock and roll is dead, it's dying out. I'm not saying that it won't die out, because it may be dead tomorrow completely, I don't know. I wish I didn't.
One night of sin, yeah, is what I'm now paying for. The things I did and I saw would make the earth stand still. Don't call my name. Myself to blame. Always live very
ain't never did no wrong. Now I know that very quiet life is costing me nothing but a one-nighters. Yeah. It's what I'm now paying for. The things I did and I saw would make the earth stand still.
McCartney said this, when we were kids growing up in Liverpool, all we ever wanted to be was Elvis Presley.
Ooh.
And John Lennon, his buddy, said this, nothing really affected me until I heard Elvis.
Ah.
If there had not been an Elvis, there would not have been a Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
They were fans, baby.
Yeah, they were.
Just like us. And there's millions of us out there, and we hope you're listening to Blue Suede Connection, and if you are, we would love to hear from you.
Our phone number is 540-227-0514, but you know what? You can text.
Uh-oh.
You don't have to just call.
Cool.
You can text, but if you do call, let it ring.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, here we go. It's 10.
There we go. Now I'm a U.S. male, because I was born in a Mississippi town on a Sunday morning. Now, Mississippi just happens to occupy a place in the southeastern portion of this here United States. Now, that's a fact, buddy, and you know it well. So I just call myself the U.S. Mail. That's M-A-L-E, son. That's me. Now, I said all that to say all this. I've been watching the way you've been watching my miss. For the last 3 weeks, you've been hot on her trail, and you've kind of upsetting this U.S. mail. You touch her once with your greasy hands, I'm gonna stretch your neck like a long rubber band. She's wearing a ring that I bought on sale, that makes her the property of this U.S. mail. You better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. If the U.S. mail gets mad, it's gonna do you in. You know what's good for yourself, son. You better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Through the rain and the heat and the sleet and snow, the U.S. mail is on its toes. So quit watching my woman, cause that ain't wise. You ain't pulling no wool over this boy's eyes. Now I catch you round my woman, champ, I'm gonna leave your head about the shape of a stamp. Kind of flattened out, so you'll do well to quit playing games with this U.S. mail. Better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. If the U.S. mail is mad, he's gonna do you in. So you know what's good for yourself, son. You better find somebody else, son. Don't tamper with the property of the U.S. mail. Tell me again, son. Oh, yeah. I'll sock it to me. Let me tell you something, son. You can play it about as cool as you want to be.
I get you, Mr. Funksville, take one.
Janie.
Okay.
Is hard to get used to.
That is. I can't say that was a first attempt.
It doesn't say. Well, actually, what they did is when that movie came out, they did several versions. You do the recorded version you're going to put out on all the radio stations, and then you do the movie version of the song, which is sometimes a little bit different.
Right.
And obviously, they were trying different versions of that in the movie, which one was going to fit. And that was called the up-tempo version.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a number. I'm sure they did several up-tempos. and several of the slow. There's actually a medium speed one, too.
Yeah.
I didn't put that in the show. I think the last show we did, I did the medium.
Yeah, I think I have heard that one, yeah.
All right, well, coming up, folks, we're going to go into Elvis's favorite category of music, gospel. He's got a great gospel alternate. And TL is going to talk about Elvis albums. That's all happening right here, right now on Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede Connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving on Earth. Keep moving. 6 foot six stood on the ground.
How long you been singing, Jim? I thought you came out of a shell.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ba, 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 ba. See it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the wind it covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can put you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. As she holds the young close to her breast, and I think, my God, this world was blessed with a thing called love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can put you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
That's what you call a happy, bubbly, positive song right there.
That's good.
We like that kind of stuff here, Blue Suede Connection. We like playing happy, positive, fun songs at our party, don't we?
That's right.
That's what we like to do, and that's why we do it, by golly.
One of the many reasons.
Yeah. Well, you know, we love gospel music, and I'm quite sure there's got to be at least one gospel album on what you're about to share with everybody.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm thinking anyway.
Yeah. So we're going to look at Elvis's 12 best-selling albums.
Okay.
This has been reported by bestsellingalbums.org.
Okay. Well, they should know what they're talking about then.
Yep. And we're going to start at number 12.
Okay.
And actually, number 12 is The Wonderful World of Christmas from 71. 1961.
Okay. That's kind of gospel. We'll put it, that's medium gospel.
So that's 3 million albums sold. And
okay.
Then number 11 is How Great Thou Art from 67, which is 3 million albums sold as well. Then number 10 is A Legendary Performer, Volume 1 from 74, 3 million
okay.
albums as well. The number 1 hits from 1987 is 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, as recorded in Madison Square Garden, 72, just a little over 3 million albums sold.
First live one there so far.
Yeah, and then here's the first soundtrack, number 7, Blue Hawaii from 61, oh, 3 million.
That was a big one, yeah.
And Elvis in Concert from 77, also 3 million.
Mm.
Now we start to get up into the 5 million albums sold, number 5, Elvis Fool album 1973.
Okay.
Aloha from 1973.
I figured that would be on the list.
And 6 million, number 3, Elvis's Golden Records, Volume 1 from 58.
Nice.
This album is actually in the top 100 country charts right now.
Is that right?
Yep.
Again, love it.
So he's got himself charted already from 1958 again today in 2023.
Right.
Number 2 is Elvis 30 number 1 hits from 2002. And that's 11 million albums sold.
We'll take it.
And then the biggest one is Elvis's Christmas album from 57. It's got 17 million albums sold.
Wow. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Well, that's incredible. Well, you know, you mentioned the one album, Blue Hawaii, was the album that was from the movies. At least one of them made it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cool songs from the movies, and we got a few alternates from those albums right now. And let's let Elvis himself kick it off.
You have stated you would like to be a more serious actor. And do you plan to possibly go to some school or some dramatic school?
It wouldn't hurt me any to go to school, but I learn best by experience. I never was very good in schools of any kind. And it's going to take me a long time and a lot of experience.
But that is your ultimate ambition?
But as at present time, it really is.
The rich man wants to be a prince. Hold it.
What's that?
Somebody go get Charlie O'Kern, please. Tempo up, drummers.
It's M1, take 3.
You guys don't get paid anymore if we all go overtime, so let's hurry.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Old man wants the oyster. A rich man wants the pearl. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world. Come on and sing. Sing, brother, sing. Because the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world. A rich man wants a princess. A poor man just wants a girl. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world. Come on and sing. Sing, brother, sing. Because the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world. Wants to be a rich man. A rich man wants to be a king. But the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world. Come on and sing. Sing, brother, sing. Cause the man who can sing when he hasn't got a thing, he's a king of the wide world. World.
perhaps you'll be doing fewer records?
No, sir, it doesn't mean that, because I wouldn't want to give up singing. I'm only saying that I would like to become a good actor, you know.
There's a man in New Orleans who plays rock and roll. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of coal. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 and a hip-shaking King Creole. When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl away down in his throat. He bends a string, that's all she wrote. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a cat. You know he's gone, 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 hip-shaking King Creole. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about New Orleans. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah, we know he's gone, 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 it's shaking King Creole. Something evil and he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. He stops a rocking fever, heaven sakes. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. Gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the phone. Yeah. We know he's gone, 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 shaking King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 shaking King Creole.
You like to keep me dangling on a string, 'cause you know without you my life don't mean a thing. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Should break, what would I do then? Keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah, but my heart is tied to the other end. Yes, I'm your puppet, my heart is in your hand. One twist on the wrist and I jump to your command. So I beg you, please string around. Oh no. Well, what if it should break? Tell me, what would I do then? Keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah. But my heart is tied to the other end. I feel inside me as sure as anything. But one day I'll be more to you than a puppet on a string. So I beg you, please don't drag that string around. Oh no. Well, what if it should break? Tell me, what would I do then? Keep that string up off the ground. Oh yeah, remember my heart is tied to the other end.
Alternate take number one right there. Ooh. Please don't drag that string around. No, baby, don't do that. All right. We are also sharing some quotes from John and Paul today on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of, you know, I love the Beatles. They have some great songs. I mean, the name speaks for itself.
Right.
And the Beatles obviously were mega Elvis fans growing up.
Uh-huh.
But in the latter years, the Beatles, they didn't like Elvis as much because they didn't like the direction he was going in. They didn't like the suspicious minds and hurt Elvis. They only wanted to like the Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel Elvis.
They like the rockabilly.
Yeah. But the thing is, the Beatles evolved. And they went into their they started out, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and went to Strawberry Fields and Yellow Submarine and all But Elvis expanded, too. He didn't want to just be one-dimensional.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why they always gave him grief. It was mostly George that didn't like that, and John, too.
Yeah, I thought it was John mostly.
Yeah, it was John. But they loved him. They all did, especially Paul. And Paul even said, I've always dreamed of producing an album for Elvis. He would have loved to have done that.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a great collaboration. Did I say it right?
Collaboration.
Okay. Been a great collaboration. I'm a radio guy. I shouldn't have these issues. But anyway, you know, and also mentioned that John said earlier, he said about if there hadn't been an Elvis, there wouldn't have been the Beatles. Paul also said this: I doubt much if the Beatles would have ever happened without Elvis first. So they acknowledged that he was the man that got it all going, you know?
Right, yeah.
Ronnie McDowell's a big Elvis fan, too. He's still around doing his country music songs, and he was inspired by the man. He's going to tell you right here.
I still remember 1954 sitting against this old black and white TV set, and all of a sudden here comes this young guy on TV, and he sang Ready Teddy. I never will forget. He pointed his finger right at the camera, and he went...
Rock and roll, I'm a sweetie pie, she's a rock and roll baby, she's out there. Rock and roll. Not a dungaree dog. I need water gym to the sock hop ball. The dog's really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music is really in my daily grace. Ready to rock and roll. Roll my shoes, roll up my faded jeans. Rock and roll, baby, pour on the seat. Shuffle to the left, shuffle to the right. Gonna rock and roll till the end. Ready to rock and roll.
Heart gets restless, time to move along. When your heart gets weary, time to sing a song. But when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can do. I've got to follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. I got to follow that dream to find the love I need. Keep it moving. Gotta find me someone whose heart is free, someone to love for my dream with me. And when I find her, I will find out just what my dreams are all about. I've gotta follow that dream wherever that dream may lead. I gotta follow that dream to find the love I need. I've gotta follow that dream wherever that
You liking these alternate takes, baby?
Loving it.
Well, coming right up, we are going to get a little bluesy, taking you back to 1960 to my favorite Elvis album. Also, we're going to go to the ghetto and hang out for a little bit. Don't be nervous. It's all happening right here, right now on Blue Suede Connection.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us, but we all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs, your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
And God, your letter, babe. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Since you're gone, I've got a mess of blues. I ain't slept a wink since Sunday. I can't eat a thing all day. Every day is just Blue Monday. Since you've been away, since you're gone, I got a mess of blues. Whoops, there goes a teardrop rolling down the face. If you cry
can guess which take that was.
Was that take one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something tickled his funny bone there about almost at the end of the song. He laughed a little bit, then he messed up at the end again there. But that's what these are. You know, this is the first time they're actually laying in down and recording it. And I guess they figured if it worked, they'd record it and be done. But if it didn't, like stuff like that, well, obviously they're going to do it again.
You know Elvis isn't going to take his first take.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, Hound Dog, he did like 100 million takes.
Yeah.
I think he took like take 29 or something like that he used. Okay. Anyway, paste.com, PASTE.com, 10 best forgotten Elvis songs.
Ooh.
Now, like I said, if you're a big time Elvis person like we are, you know everything he recorded. Everything he sang, whether he sang it in the toilet or in a park somewhere, we know that song.
It's not forgotten.
Yeah, we haven't forgotten it. But for the casual person out there, number 10, this is no particular order. I just always do them 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Blue Moon. No, that's kind of a quiet song, you know.
Yeah,
but now, here's a good one. I'll Remember You. He recorded that in 66, and of course he redid it live in Hawaii in 73.
Yeah, great.
I like the recorded version just as much as the live version on that one.
Yeah, true.
Equal. Number 8, a gospel song called Working on the Building.
Great song.
Yeah, or Working on the Building. You can or cannot put a G, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
He got a couple songs like that where you can or cannot, you know, Love and Feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number 7, That's Someone You'll Never Forget.
Oh, great song.
Great song, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 6, I Washed My Hands in Muddy Water. Yeah. Number 5, Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, a song that's popular here, Promised Land.
Mm-hmm.
Name of an album, too.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Wearing That Loved On Look. Great song.
Yeah.
Number 2, My Baby Left Me. I love the 1974 live versions when he was doing it live in 74.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that was great. Now, that's a great song. And number 1, they say the song that best forgotten song was Tomorrow Is a Long Time that Bob Dylan sung. That
yeah.
was. You're not a big fan of that, are you?
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Well,
yeah.
You know. I know you love In the Ghetto. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is In the Ghetto, and this is take number 20.
As the snow flies on a golden gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto, and his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. A hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cries. Crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Here we go.
This is 2004, take two. 2004, take two.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, devil may care. And I am just a devil with love is fair.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day.
Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need's a strong heart and nerves of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Vegas with your neon flashing and your water bandits crashing, all those hope down the drain. Fever Las Vegas turning night into daytime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, it'll never be the same again. On the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it cost me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady, look, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las
Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me.
First button on your left, Boots.
Tear it out by the roots. You want a clean break there, don't you? Here we go. One,
two. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Sweet, sweet, down, chariot, stop, let me ride. Sweet, sweet, down, chariot, stop, let me ride.
Down and he got on board. Chariot went a bucking on down the road. Zeke wasn't so particular about the bucking on the road. Just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy. Stop until I shake his hand.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, will I got home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, will I got home on the other side. They can be.
But when I hold you in my arms, that's heaven to me. Who cares for fame and fortune? They're only passing things. But the touch of your lips on mine makes me feel like a king. Your kind of love is a treasure I hold. It's so much greater than silver or gold. I know that I'd help nothing if you should go away. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede Connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving on. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, get in that kitchen, make some noise with your pots and pans. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hose. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hose. Well, the harder I work, the faster my money goes. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you won't do the right to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle. I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. In the seafood store. Well, I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. Well, you wear those dresses, sun comes shining through. Hey, you wear those dresses, sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all that mess belongs to you. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to interact to save your doggone soul. Shake it. I've been holding in way down underneath. I've been holding in way down underneath. You make me grit my teeth. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you won't do the right, save your doggone soul.
There you go. Welcome to hour number two, everybody. A
yes.
Blue Suede Connection. That was a TL favorite alternate.
Mm-hmm.
You always like the funny lyrics. You wear that dress.
Sun comes shining
through.
There you go.
It is Alternates Day here on Blue Suede Connection. Everything you hear is an alternate version of the song that you may know and love. You may hate it, you may love it, you may find it amusing, but that's what we're all about here, trying to play something different, and I think we do a pretty good job
at
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got some heavy hitters coming up, too, by the way. We got Bossa Nova Baby coming up, Burning Love, Jailhouse Rock, all alternate versions of those songs and a whole bunch of others like It's a Matter of Time, It's Only Love. Lots of good stuff coming up this hour, so you don't want to miss it. Also, TL's going to share with you songs that Elvis should have recorded but didn't. Mm-hmm. What are those songs? Well, she's going to share that with us. I'm going to talk about Elvis in the Guinness Book of World Records, and Kurt Russell's coming up in a little bit to share an Elvis story. But once again, as I always say, it's all about one guy, baby. Here he is doing number 19 on Treat Me Nice.
Find that one girl sometime. It's a thing that you can't rush. A lot of people think if they're not married by a certain age that they're losing out. I don't think so myself. Of course, I'm not talking about everybody because everybody's life maybe is a little different.
Searching, always searching, always.
It's a lonely man who wanders all around. It's a lonely man who roams from town to town. Searching, always searching, for something he can't find, hoping, always hoping, that someday fate will be kind. It's a lonely man who travels all alone. When he has no one that he can call his own,
so unhappy, taking shelter where he can. Here I am, come meet a lonely, lonely man.
James, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Blue Spanish eyes, teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes. Please don't cry. This is just adios and not goodbye. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold. Say you and your Spanish eyes will wait for me.
¿Cómo estás, bonita señorita?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Ah, bueno. Hey, that was a good segue. Well, that was pretty well. That worked well. We didn't even plan that.
No.
No scripts around this joint. We just wing it.
You're trying to throw me off.
That's what I like to do. Mm. Of course I do. I like when I embarrass you and tell you naughty jokes and stuff. But haven't did that in a while. But
no,
hey,
no, it's okay.
You never know
I'll
when.
I'll pass on that.
You never know when I'm going to drop one. The only person in the United States that we ever wanted to meet, not that he wanted to meet us, and we met him last night, was Elvis Presley. We can't tell you what a thrill it was last night. Before Elvis, there was nothing. John Lennon. All right. Baby, how can people talk to us and get in communication with us?
Well, you know, the easiest way is Facebook.
All right.
Blue Sway Connection in search bar. It'll pop right up. Also, blue-sway-connection.blogspot.com.
Hey, yo, take two.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tails flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. You said, hey, Bossanova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. You said, go, Bossanova, baby, keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossanova. Hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. He said, drink, you fake old fiddle-a-dink. I can dance with a drink in my hand. He said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. He said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova. It's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. If you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Fit in there anyway.
It's a matter of time before I go back there. A matter from her now for a long time, and I've lived a life that I thought it should be, but it's a long, long way from now to maybe sometime, and the waiting around is really killing me. It's a matter of time before I go back there. Matter of time before I go home. It's a long way, I know.
It's a long way, I know.
And the going ain't easy. She'll see me again. It's a matter of time. I think I'll take a train right early in the morning, just to see how far I'll get away from here. But the trains don't run too often over sometimes. So I guess I'd better wait another day. It's a matter of time before I go back there. A matter of time before I go home. It's a long way, I know.
It's a long way, I know.
And the going ain't easy. She'll see me, I know. It's a matter of time. She'll see me again. It's a matter of time. If I should go, forget me never. Please say that you remember me. I pray the dreams we share together will shine on in your memory. Each time a star falls out,
heaven. It leaves the sky a deeper blue. So if we part, forget me never, and don't forget my love for you. And don't forget my love for you.
You know, I think one of the most rewarding things about doing Blue Suede Connection is when the casual fans do find the show and they hear songs like that, and we hear from them and they say, hey, you know, that was really a cool song. I'd never heard that before.
Right, yeah.
That's like a sweet little song right there, you know, that you're not going to hear every day unless you listen to Blue Suede Connection.
You'd have to buy a lot of material to find some of this stuff, which can be very expensive.
You know it, baby. You know it.
Let us do it for you.
Yeah. You got your list ready over there? Because after this break, I'm going to turn the mics over to you.
I sure do.
You're going to talk about songs that Elvis should have recorded but never did. The only one that comes to my mind that I've heard talked about in the past was Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's on the list or not. That's the one that I thought of right away, but we're going to find out.
All right, after this. Yep, stick around. The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved. You are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Hey, just keep it lasting as long as you want it. We'll keep saying it until you get ready to fade now. Cut it, whatever you want to do. My tongue will be out.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard it knocked out jailbird sing. Everybody let it rock. Everybody
Well, I'm glad Lieber and Stroller are songwriters, and I'm glad Elvis decided to record that song.
Seemed like they were having a hard time deciding how to end it there.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, great song, and one, like I said, I'm glad Elvis recorded. Of course, he had to. It was the movie song.
Yeah.
But that gets me to what we're going to talk about next. You are going to share with us some group, you can tell us who it is, that decided these are songs that Elvis should have recorded but didn't.
All right, so ValdostaDailyTimes.com did an article called Missing Elvis.
Okay.
And 10 songs Elvis should have recorded but didn't.
All right.
You know, having lived only 42 years, he did 700 songs, which is a lot of
he
music.
He gave us a lot.
Yeah, but there's still some songs that we talk about all the time when we hear on the radio especially. So this is their 10 picked, and I've been looking over it, and there's some on here I would have liked to have really heard.
Okay.
So the first one that they're saying is Only the Lonely, the Roy Orbison 1960s hit.
Well, Roy actually wanted him to record that.
Yes, he went through Memphis and actually did try to present it to Elvis, but Elvis wasn't in town. And then Elvis Roy just decided to do it himself. And they're citing that you can tell that Elvis would have been a very good fit for it because I guess Ronnie McDowell did it in 1990 their voices are similar.
Sure.
So now this number two, The 12th of Never, is one of my most favorite songs that we only have a small little tidbit on.
Yeah, just a little
FTD
impromptu
label.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, and Elvis did do that unpolished rehearsal on the stage, Sony 4 Sound. I think it's on a soundboard recording.
We've played it before, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I would have loved to have heard him actually get in the studio. Johnny Mathis from 57, though. I think that's a great pick.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is Just a Matter of Time, which is Brooke Benton from 1959.
That'd have been good, yeah.
Yeah, and they're saying that this would have been a very good fit for Elvis in the 70s.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he was kind of doing that sort of stuff in the 70s. I think that would have been nice. Number four, Bring It On Home, Sam Cooke, 1962.
You know, I love us. You can't beat Sam Cooke, though.
Yeah.
That's
they're saying that Elvis's rendition of Only the Strong Survive would have been similar.
Yeah.
And they're saying how it would have been really great. And they're saying that if you close your eyes, you can hear Kathy Westmoreland and the Sweet Inspirations. And the at the end of the verses.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think that would have been really cool. Number five, You're the Reason I'm Living.
Well, he did that, too, once again.
He did an impromptu from the stage. When, who knows why he did it. The original was Bobby Darin in 63.
Somebody yelled it out in the crowd.
Yeah, and I would have loved to have heard him do that. And also, did you know that this article says that Bobby Darin did a great Elvis impersonation?
I did not know that, no.
We got to try to find that.
I'll look it up now that you said
that. Yeah, it says it's clear that Elvis liked the song because he did it from the stage.
Thank God for YouTube. If it's out there, we'll find it.
Yeah, so that would have been great. Number six is You're My Soul and My Inspiration by the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah. Well, he loved them anyway.
They're questioning why he didn't do this in 66 because he did Unchained Melody and You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
Right.
But he never did that one, so that would have been probably really great. Number seven, A Child of Clay, 1967, Jimmy Rogers.
Yeah, I remember that. Maybe.
I guess, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if I've ever even heard that song before, so we'll have to pass on that. Number eight, Oh Holy Night.
Yeah.
So I guess Elvis never did that.
Yeah.
It's been done by so many people. Right. They're saying his voice would have been wonderful on it.
Yeah, certainly.
It's a big song that it's one of, it's what's missing.
I think 70s Elvis would have done that better than 50s Elvis.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But he, for some reason, he didn't pick to do that one.
Right.
Kiss an Angel, Good Morning.
Charlie Pride.
I would have loved to have heard him do that song.
But my only thing with this list is certain signature songs belong to some artists.
It does, yeah.
And I know everybody does each other's songs. I mean, Elvis covered lots of other artists, too, and they covered him and this and that. But Burning Love is distinctively Elvis's song.
Yeah.
Suspicious Minds is Elvis's song. You're My Inspiration is the Righteous Brothers song.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So one more.
Okay.
One more.
Okay. I was getting on a rant. I'm sorry.
And, and you're probably going to say this about this one, too, but Sunday Morning Coming Down, Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Chris Christopherson, great song right there.
For Johnny, And but, you know, Elvis did Blue Suede Shoes by Carl Perkins. He did Whole Lotta Shakin', Jerry Lewis.
I know.
He never did any Johnny songs? Did he just think Johnny was sort of
off? They were friends. They had a lot of respect for one another. Maybe he did. Maybe he really did feel that way.
Didn't do much of anything that Johnny did.
Well, I don't know, June.
Maybe it's too deep for him? No, I don't know.
No,
he had a...
He could have done it, but he did him jokingly in a concert.
Yeah, he did. That's right, he did. Yeah, no, I would have loved to heard him say Sunday Morning.
Yeah. Well, he did Fur the Heart real good. And here's alternate take number four of that. Good job, baby. Thank you for that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had a dream about you, baby. Had a dream.
Well, I'm high and dry and lonely. I'm as lonely as can be. And I stare out of my window. I can play, but I just can't win. And the weather's looking mighty grim. Well, the heart just can't love no one but you. For the heart, for the heart, for the heart just can't love no one but you. For the heart, for the heart, for the heart. Had a dream about you, baby. Had a dream about me and you. Had a dream and I woke up crying. Well, I'm rolled, but I just can't walk. And the time's dragging by, Dick. All the heart.
Hey, ho, 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 ho. Way. way can you think? Anytime we're ready. Baby, you know me well, know I mean what I say. Before I say farewell, I'll give you just another day. You better find out what's happening, find out what's happening before long. If you don't find out what's happening, you're gonna find out that I'm gone now. Tell me what you're gonna do, better make up your mind.
There you go. From the Jailhouse Rock.
Good stuff.
I said Jailhouse Rock. I'm so confused because I was thinking of the word rock. That's from the Raised on Rock album.
On Rock.
I was going to say from the Jailhouse Rock album. No. From the Raised on Rock album. Hey, you know, I get so involved into the song that I,
yeah,
you know, I lose myself sometimes.
Right. You're allowed.
I know. Hey, I always say I'm a fan before anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a radio host, yes, but I'm a fan before anything else when it comes to Elvis.
We understand.
I like doing these alternate take shows. I don't know about you, but they're to me, they're one of my favorite shows to do.
Yeah, yeah. It seems to be everybody's favorite
show. Yeah, and I seem to always find songs that we've not done before.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I give a lot of credit to FTD.
Yep.
You know, the Follow
That's
That Dream label.
That's where a lot of it comes from.
And then again, RCA Sony's been putting out some pretty cool stuff. And their last couple, Elvis in Nashville and Elvis Back in Nashville, they have a lot of the alternates that we've used today on their albums, too. So it's getting good. A lot of good Elvis stuff out there. Seek
Absolutely.
And ye shall find, as a great philosopher once said. All right, coming up, everybody, we're going to take it to the promised land. And then we're going to talk about the Guinness Book of World Records and Elvis. And also, you're going to hear from Kurt Russell. That's all coming up here on Blue Suede Connection.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved. You are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars...
or vacationing in Venus...
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving, moving on. Keep moving.
Here we go.
We're
still rolling.
This
will be
'Cause that song is smoking.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's number 5 right there from Promised Land. All right, here are just a few. This list could be triple this, but we just picked out a few of Elvis's Guinness Book of World Records accomplishments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, most hit singles on the U.S. charts, 149.
All right.
Most U.S. number one albums by a male artist. Most weeks on the U.S. singles chart, 1,149 weeks.
Mm.
Most consecutive weeks on UK singles chart, 144 weeks. Most hit albums in the UK charts as of February 2001.
Wow.
So he's been doing it a while there.
Mm.
Most platinum records in the US with 70. And the most charted artist of all time is Elvis Aaron Presley in the book Guinness Book of World Records.
There we go.
All right. We've talked about Kurt Russell. We play him a lot on the show because he's got lots of Elvis stories because he worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one of those stories from Kurt Russell and then back to the man.
Like the third day, I think, that I was working, my dad came by the set with my mom, dropped me off. My dad was saying hi to a couple of the crew guys on the show. And then he was going to go on his way. He had to go to work doing a show somewhere. So Elvis was standing there, and he looked at me and went, I'm like, come here, I went over, and I said, what? And he said, is that your dad? And I said, that man over there? And he said, yeah. I said, he said, can I? He said, I want to talk to him. I said, well, yeah, okay, come on. You know, I was like, go ahead, you know, talk to my dad. It's okay. And he comes over, and he was so polite, and he said, you know, Mr. Russell. And he said, hi, Elvis, how are you? Nice to meet you. He said, you know, I don't mean to be forward or, you know, I mean to be rude, but I've seen you in a lot of Westerns, and I love the way you wear your hat. And I was just wondering, I wanted to ask you, if I ever do a Western, would it be okay if I wore my hat that way?
Wow.
And my dad was like, well, thank you. Sure, absolutely. I guess, you know, I'd be honored.
Take one. Or take two.
You're fired.
One, two.
Every man has a flaming star over his shoulder. And when a man sees his flaming star, he knows his time has come. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star. When I ride, I feel that flaming star over my shoulder. So I ride in front of that flaming star, never looking around. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star. One fine day, I'll see that flaming star over my shoulder. And when I see that old flaming star, I'll know my time has come. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep on me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true.
Our drive
do I. Let's don't let a good thing die. When honey, you know I'll never lie to you. Yes, yes. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be? Caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
Okay.
Caro, 60.
1, 2, 3.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love with you.
Well, baby, it has come to that time once again.
What a great time.
Incidentally, that was take number 16 of Can't Help Falling
In Love.
I know,
I see that.
I wrote it down for you over there,
yep,
too.
Yep.
All right, well, I hope you had a good time, baby. I know I did. And yeah. We certainly, as I always say, hope everybody else had a good time today.
Absolutely. We sure hope you did. We hope you're going to have a safe holiday. Dan and I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
And we have a good Christmas show coming up,
yes.
So pay attention to your stations.
Hey, and there'll be some alternate cuts in that one.
Yeah, of course
there
are.
Yes. All right, folks, you know the routine. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
We love you guys. We're going to end it with one of TL's favorites. It's called Hurt, and it's take number 3.
Yay!
I'm so hurt.
Damn it.
That's pain, Brim. That's hurt.
That's pain. Yeah. Now he's serious. Yeah. Really hurt. You hurt. I'm so hurt to think that you lied to me. I'm hurt. Way down deep inside of me.
much more than you'll ever know. Yes, darling, I'm so hurt because I still love you so. But you know,
even though you hurt me like nobody else could ever do, I would never get hurt you.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.